Good morning. I'm really excited about sharing with you for the next 2 hours about the importance. Okay, for the next 30 minutes, 29 now, about some just major innovations and change, especially in the context of leadership. I teach at Cabrini College. I teach fashion merchandising and Zumba. Those are my two expertises. No, they're not. Okay. Actually, I'm here to tell you some good news that I really think that education is simplistic and easy, but I truly believe that marriage is difficult. Anybody with me on that? Somebody just left, and some of you are lying at school. Okay. Especially if you're married to someone who is radically different, opposites attract. My wife is thin. I'm short for my weight. My wife has awesome hair and I have highlights and they're free. My wife goes to gym and I make a daily pilgrimage Mecca to a great place called Wawa. Who's anybody with me on that? I'm addicted. Oh man. Need 12 steps from Wawa. My wife has famous relatives, late 70s, early 80s, blue collar, Chicagoland rockers that you dance to, some of you, at proms with top 40 hits like these. Come sail away, with me. Welcome to the Grand Illusion. And can you name the band, Class of Rock for 400? The band is Styx. My wife is related to the deceased drummer and the bass player in the band Styx, and I have an Uncle Bubba in my family tree. You're laughing, I'm not. My wife is neat. She is a neat freak. I like to be sloppy. Where are the sloppy people? Principles take no good. How many of you are sloppy like me? You like to leave clothes on the floor to protect the life of the carpet. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. My wife is so neat. I can't stand. It's a good thing she's good looking because she's a stinking perfectionist. How do I know that? Because when I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, the bed is made before I get back into it. Differences, and I teach leadership and supervision, and I teach organizational change, and I teach first-year students, which I'll be helping to unpack tomorrow morning. Differences between management and leadership we could talk about all day, but I just have four quick principles of leadership, and there'll be a test tomorrow. Here we go. The first is that a leader is a visionary. There's four of them. You should evaluate where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are. A leader is a visionary. Kind of like when you went to the eye doctor. This one's better. This one's clearer. I'm like, can I buy a Val, phone a friend, or have a street shout out? You know what I'm talking about. Is this better or worse? Can we go back? And I'm a little slow. How's your vision today? Vision leaders are visionaries. Leaders are influencers. Leaders are inspirational. Leaders take people from here to there. I brought a picture with me of the Christiana Mall, home of tax-free shopping in Delaware. Did you ever have a person from Delaware invade Maryland and they go to buy something and the Delaware people get like really like whacked out because they don't understand that? No, it's not that price. I'm not leaving here. No, it's anger management. Where's Dr. Phil? No. This is a crazy place, and if you're the engineer who designed this, there's no stinking way I'd be your friend. You're driving around Christiana. There's probably a place in Ocean City. There's probably a place in Salisbury. Am I getting the towns right? There's probably a place where you want to go to Don Pablo's, and you see it, but you can't really get there. You wait, come on. And there I am. I want to get to Panera. Jeez, I'm so old, I remember when Para was two for $4. But anyway, okay. You don't get that. All right, good, all right. Yeah, I see them all. I see the movies. I want to get there, but there's a Jersey wall here. There's a blockage. Jump the hurdle. Don't miss it. Jump the hurdle. In the midst of shrinking budgets, jump the hurdle. In the midst of weariness, jump the hurdle. I know you want to get in your car sometimes as a teacher and drive to Iowa. I know that. The problem is you can't afford it because gas is $3.50, and then when you go to get reimbursed, you're going to lose the stinking receipt, so it doesn't matter. A leader is a visionary. They go over the hurdles, they go over the walls, they go over the quagmires, they go over the chasm, and they go for it, and they don't give up. A leader is a visionary. A leader flies at 30,000 feet. A leader sees the big picture. A leader knows when to land. A leader knows where it's going. The problem is, oftentimes, and it's okay, is that some of us are detail people, and some of us are visionaries, and some of us are a combo value meal. That's fine. Actually, you know you've worked with children and youth and teenagers and adults, and that you can actually order your dinner by number at Wendy's. You actually know what a number 6 is at Wendy's. What is it? It is spicy chicken. You're sick, okay? I'll see you after class, all right? I had your sister, she got all A's. Are you really that crazy? What's going on? Been wanting to do these teacher jokes for years, all right? And the problem is you're a visionary and you're flying at 30,000 feet and you're frustrating the detail people. Detail people have their clothes organized. Detail people right now are so stinking frustrated. They don't want to sit and look into a guy. They don't want to listen to a guy who looks like Ryan Gosling today. They don't want to do that, okay? If you're from a different culture, it stands out. It's okay. So anyway. Okay, it's Dustin Hoffman with The Voice. Okay, all right. And it's Home Improvement Al Borland from the TV show. Okay. That's it. The detail people are right now going, I don't want to be in here. I just want to go and decorate my room. I got to go to Staples. I got to get organized. And you creative, artsy people decorate your rooms. And guess what's in a college classroom? A little piece of paper about plagiarism that they don't read or understand. The problem is that the visionaries frustrate. Now, and then the detail people are like, listen, you will frustrate each other. Anybody with me? Yeah. I mean, it's time right now for, I like the visionaries to, I like the detail people. Where are the detail people? Where are you? Yeah, you're good. You should look, that's a lot of detail. We're in trouble. Okay. You should look to the visionaries and say this. This is psychologically freeing. You frustrate the mucus out of me. Just say that real quick, all right? And then the visionary people, you can look. Where are the visionary people? Oh, 7. Good. Okay, good. You should look to the detail people and say, stop stifling my creativity. Come on, man. A leader is a visionary. Secondly, I have a quick question. Why are the cookies up really high in the kitchen? Why are the cookies? Remember when you were a kid and you had to get your sister and like do mountain climbing in the kitchen and kind of rappel backwards back down? Then you get married and you have no stinking clue where the cookies are because it's an eternal game show. That's another topic. All right, good. Because life is hard and education is challenging. But there is victory as if you're a leader, you're a visionary. Secondly, a leader is a catalyst for change. How many of you like change? Now you're really lying. Change. Easier said than done. I get paid nicely to go to big companies, Fortune 500 companies, and help them with change. I used to think, oh, it's the nonprofit world, it's the education world that doesn't like change. Now, IBM doesn't like change. Bank of America doesn't like change. Large companies don't like change. Change is difficult. Change. The problem with change is that we usually curse. And I'm not talking about inappropriate behavior. I brought some curse words with me. Raise your hand if you've ever heard these curse words in the context of being a great cafeteria worker, a bus driver, a crossing guard, a teacher, a principal. Raise your hand if you've ever heard these curse words. That's the way we have always did it. Where's the English people? That's incorrect. We've always done it that way. Thank you very much. We tried that before. We tried that before in Dorchester County. We tried that before in Cambridge. We tried that before, and it didn't work. Come on. We tried that before, and it didn't work. That's the way we always did it. You're too young. You're too young. Actually, you're one of five people in the room that understands technology. But anyway, here we go. You're too young to do that. You're too mature. Oh, I better watch. They invited me. Okay, good. You're too old. You're too young. Here's my favorite one. We can't afford it. We can't afford it. Don't miss it now. We can't afford not to. We can't afford it. You know what's great about education? I was thinking about on the way down here. What am I going to share with these people who are going to get invaded by students soon? And here's what I heard as I'm driving. You tell them the good news, and the good news is this. We don't spend money in education. We invest it. That's pretty good from a business professor, all right? And I don't teach quantitative. Actually, where are the math teachers? Where are you? Actually, oh, right in the front. Let me tell you about my frustration with math. I'm doing the jokes. Listen, okay? You teachers want everybody to listen to you, but you don't want to follow directions either. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I thought I was in counseling. Okay, good, okay.
I was doing extremely well in math. I'm not done yet. Tell her. I got 12 minutes. Hey. It's the first time I ever saw a woman go to the restroom by herself. Okay, good. Okay, no problem. Oh, what are we talking about? Okay, all right. I was doing really well in math, and I was a good student, and I was an academic, and I was doing well in math, and then some smart person from the English department decided to put letters in it, X and Y. What's up with that? The letters are here, and the numbers stay here. A leader is a catalyst for change, and change is painful. Change is difficult as you invest money in students' lives. In business, we teach one principle. Ready for it? The only person that likes change is a baby with a wet diaper. That's it. I have degrees in change. I do leadership in change. I teach change. I actually do a workshop called How to Bring Change. I'm doing this in Delaware, Clayton Hall, in November. How to Bring Change when you work with people who don't like change. Yeah. Change is painful. Principle number three. Leadership point number three. A leader has passion. I don't care if you're driving a bus. I don't care if you're cooking fries. I don't care if you're teaching. I don't care if you're a secretary. Let's get some passion. Let's get a little juice. No one in the NFL does it. Now, I'm going to not talk about football because you're going to get real divided here. I know there's some Ravens fans. Where are you, Ravens fans? And I would imagine there's some Redskins fans. I'm just saying. And I just have a rhetorical, philosophical question. Are there any Cowboys fans in the... Okay. Sit down. As a matter of fact, leave the auditorium. Okay. A leader has passion. A leader is driven. A leader is juiced. A leader is Under Armour protecting half. No football coach would go like this.
Boys, we might have an opportunity. Let's just play some football.
No, we're going to dismember them, deep fry them, and make Buffalo Wild Wings out of them as we play defense. Passion, passion, passion. Passion. Anybody here from the South? Anybody here? Not Ocean City, the real South. Where are you from? I love going to the South. You talk about passion. I'm going to Piggly Wiggly. I'm going to Winn-Dixie. And I am so thankful for the Confederate invasion that we now have sweet tea in the North. Woo. I was speaking in New Hampshire and I went into a restaurant and I said, I'd like an iced tea. She said, I'm sorry, sir. Iced tea's not in season. I don't want deer, elk, moose, or venison. I just want an iced tea. Thank you very much. Passion, passion. Passion. If you're passionate, they're passionate. If you're a coach, and you use inappropriate language, they'll curse. If you act like a jerk on the bench, they'll act like a jerk on the field. So teach and model. Oh, it's football. No. I've worked with students for 30 years. I never cursed once. Never. Never. Thought about it. Thought about it. Never. Character. I don't care about your title. I want to hear about your testimony. I don't care about your degrees. I want you to deliver. I don't care. They don't care either. They want to see you deliver. They want to see character. They want to see hope. They want to see encouragement. Lastly, leader's a risk taker. I have a friend. We'll call him Scott. His name's Scott. Scott lives five doors down from me. I live in the summertime. I live at the Jersey Shore, not the television show, the beach, okay? Or as you would say, I'm going down the ocean, hon, okay? How about them O's, okay? Look, there's a library. Oh, an ambulance. Oh, the soccer goalie. Okay, good. Sorry, I am from Baltimore. Can you tell? Okay. I know. I resemble that remark. Okay. Scott lives five doors down from me. 30 plus years ago, Scott told his father, we need to take a risk. I'm asking you today to take a risk. Scott said to his father, we need to start a television station. His father said, Scott, I'm a sports announcer for the Hartford Whalers in Connecticut for the NHL that used to play against the Flyers and the Caps and such. And he said, I'll tell you when to laugh. Okay, good, sir. And he said, we need to start a television station. And his father's like, Scott, you're crazy. We can't afford that. And Scott said, as an undergrad student from Indiana said, I've already contacted Getty Oil. They're willing to give us $100 million. 30 years ago, as a risk taker, as an undergraduate, there's a risk taker sitting in your chemistry class. There's a risk taker in your Algebra 1 class. There's a risk taker in the third grade class. His name's Scott. Let me tell you about Scott. Scott started a fledgling little company about 30 plus years ago. I have a picture of the brand. You want to see the brand? Show them the brand. That's the brand. That's Disney. That's ABC. We can't afford not to? Yes, we can. Leadership, vision, passion, to be Nike, to just do it. So in review today, because all teachers review and go back to the beginning, or at least you should in some kind of pedagogy or some kind of Bloom's taxonomy or some other class I took. That was pretty good for a Wawa addict. That's pretty good. A leader is a visionary. A leader is a catalyst for change. A leader has passion. And a leader is a risk taker. In closing, I'd love to tell you that my French teacher impacted my life, but not really. I got 4 minutes, hang in there. J'ai dit du français à l'école pour environ 5 années, je parle français tout le temps. So the guy in the back's going, yo quiero Taco Bell, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna have a Crunchwrap, yeah, okay. You know who impacted my life? I'll tell you who it was. It was a custodian. Yeah. school was immaculate. One thing about education, we remembered the kid that threw up in the second grade, don't we? Now you're getting back. It comes around, baby. There it goes, okay? He came in to put that green stuff on, and it just vanished. I started out as a pharmacy student in Maryland. No, that's true, okay. But the truth is, you know what was happening with him? I'll never forget, it was Christmas time at Gardenville Elementary School on Blair Road and Frankfurt Avenue, 1972, Maggie Mae, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. There were groups in it. Okay, no matter. Okay, good, so. He came into the winter assembly, took his green hat off, didn't say a word. He starts singing, "Oh Holy Night." I'm sitting there as the child of the alcoholic. I'm sitting there as the single parent child. Tears are coming down my eyes as a 12-year-old. Because a custodian was a risk taker. Because a custodian had passion. Because a custodian was a visionary. Because a custodian, yes, a custodian, was a catalyst for change that impacted my life. In the sixth grade, I'll never forget Mrs. Sanders. She was a substitute, and many of you have, if I just substitute, they'll hire me in the school district. I know that trick. In sixth grade, Mrs. Sanders said, "Burke, David Burke, go home." My mother told me to respect my elders. I picked up my, you won't get this, man, Herman Munster's lunchbox. TV land, dick and nuts. You don't have a clue, dudes. I got socks older than you, okay? And I picked up my lunchbox and I went home. And the principal, Mrs. Corcoran, called. She said, "David, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm eating, this is true. I'm eating a Hungry Man Swanson TV dinner." A lot of polyester, 1972, when John Travolta was skinny. Okay, here we go. And she says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm watching television, man. My choices in life were simple growing up." It was real simple. Ready? Ginger, Marianne. That was it. Okay? It wasn't real hard. Betty, Veronica, Ginger, Marianne. That was it. The sad thing is you're getting these jokes. Okay. And she said, "You're in big trouble." I said, "Why?" She said, "You're suspended." I said, "What does that mean?" She says, "That means you stay home for 3 days." I'm like, "This is an awesome school, yeah." When are we going to figure out that they don't want to be there? In the eighth grade, I stood up in the school assembly and took on the principal, and said, "Yes, yes, yes, this is an injustice. I care about the poor. I care about others. And we're leaving." 1,100 students followed me out of I was destined for great leadership. But to end this talk, it comes with being in Annapolis, Maryland, at a weird, you ever been to those leadership conferences where they get like weird? I'm up against the wall with 50 other leaders, and the woman stands in, and she's a little weird. It's okay, she had weird pills. And I'll never forget, she goes like this. She goes, "Take a step forward if your mother went to college. Take a step forward if your father graduated from high school. Take a step forward if your family owned your own home. Take a step forward if your family owned a car. Take a step forward if there were 50 books in your home. Take a step forward, take a step forward, take a step forward." And guess where Burke was? Totally plastered, Velcroed, duct taped to the wall. And my friends, so-called friends, turned around and said, "Burke, you are a loser." And I wanted to be like Robert De Niro. "You talking to me? Let me tell you about what this is." And I shouted to him, and I went, "No, man. I'm the first college graduate in my family. I'm the first with a master's degree. I'm the first with a doctoral degree. I'm the first to fly and speak in 40 states. Hey, listen, you think you got fears? You think you have issues? When I go to BWI, I go to Philadelphia, the first sign I see, terminal, not a good sign, okay? I'm the first to own a home. I have 5 cars in my driveway. It's not the BMW, it's the Chevy Aveo. I'm the first, because I never gave up thanks to a custodian. give up. Don't give up. In closing, thank you. Thank you for paying for supplies and then losing the receipt. Thank you for putting up with kids who get suspended. Ironically, now I work with first-generation students who don't have very high SATs, and they can go to college too. Never give up. Never give up. Be a famous failure. Get back up on the horse. The next governor of the state of Maryland could be in your class. The next senator, the next nurse, the next teacher, the next cap, or you know what's better? The next person to take your job. You're teaching, and they're going to make more money than you.
Check out this. Thank you. Do me a favor. Thank you so much, Superintendent. Thank you, Dwayne, for having me. Do me a favor. I'd love to come speak in your community again sometime. I do have a closing clip, about 1 minute, and I did pretty well with the time, and I look forward to meeting you, and I do have a really good clip. Check it out. Think about the students in your class, in your cafeteria line, on your bus. Check this out.
Turned down by the tape recording company who said, we don't understand.